The Colcloughs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Whistle while you work, whistle while you work. You work all day, you get no pay, so whistle. Oh, blooming Nora, I'll never get these cupboards up.
If it's double glazing, there's nobody warm.
Are we me?
Oh, Neville. Neville, that's just in time. Catch out of this kitchen cupboard while I mark for me fixings.
Hey, hang on. Can't get involved. I've got little one parked outside in his pushchair.
Well, dunna leave him in the street, you soft beggar. Fetch him in. We don't want him going missing.
Oh, there's no need. A fresh air should do him good. Hey, how's that?
Upper touch. Steady. That's it. That's it. Now, out still.
Yeah, hey, I need the rest, to be honest. I have him all day, you know, now Gerald's working on Pop Bank. Hey, have you got it? Can I have my arm back?
Aye. They could leave him here for an hour if they want.
Oh, get in the way.
Well, I wanna say you are, Neville, but I am a bit busy, so I dunno reckon that's come down Snow Hill to look at the scenery.
Well, Amira asked me to pop down and find out when she might be able to move in.
Amira, that's the lady you've got squatty next door to us, isn't it? Oh, brilliant move that were, Neville.
Oh, the house was empty, wasn't it? Been empty for months.
Stoke does have an housing department then, host. They're on the phone. If folk need help, all they have to do is call. They don't know where they're located these days, I hope.
Oh, Hanley. Unity House.
Ah, that's where there's wrong. They're in Stoke now. Brand new offices just off the D Road next to the Tyne Hall.
Thanks for the information, but it's a bit late now.
Never mind. If that had the common sense to get proper help and advice...
It was an emergency.
Help them all reason for doing things by the book.
Fair enough. I know next time. But anyway, I can't say I've done any harm. Amira's been safe in Bryn's old house, and now she'll have this one on a proper basis.
Well, say this husband of hers tracks her down, eh? What protection will she have? The council could put her in what they call a safe house, where he'd have no chance of finding her.
She wants her own place. And if Mark's worried about his rent, well, she does get her housing benefit, you know. That's all been seen to.
Well, if there's benefit being paid, be right, Rena should have it. Mark can only rent out this place because we're letting him come back home to live.
Well, screw him for every penny, then. He'd understand that. He needs shelter. Make him pay for it. Well, that's his philosophy. It's what he trades in.
Look, lad, if there's only come to make mischief...
Mischief? Well, that's the last thing. Oh, crikey, what am I doing wrong all the time? Why am I getting up people's backs? I only want to help.
There you go, Mark, my lad. Change for a tenner. Just need a tray for that lot.
Reckon I will, yeah.
Yeah, who's all the meat, then?
The students from Polytechnic, or University, whatever it's called now.
Oh, they're not studying there, are they?
Not likely. I'm into property these days.
Ah, so I believe.
I've got one let out to students, and now I've got another.
I thought that were promised. Well, from what your dad tells me.
Well, in a way, nothing on paper.
Oh, I see. Does that mean they could back out, like?
Oh, aye. As long as no money's changed hands.
Tough business, I reckon, this renting out. Mm. You've got to be hard.
It's all about return on investment. Four students, you see, could pay double what a single tenant can manage.
Ah.
Thanks for tray, Will.
Oh, pleasure. And no charge. Grab her.
Up, one tea service, all wrapped up in recycled paper. Quality crocs made by Royal Warrant. Cannot be sucked from without the little finger being in the correct position. Big on fingers and what to do with them, royal family, you know.
Jado.
Hello. Surprise, surprise. Can this be the woman who threw me out in the cold, cold snow? Can it be Mother?
Oh, for goodness sake, our Wendy, stop showing off.
One day I'll be spotted. They'll make a star of me. You'll all be refusing big offers from gutter press to tell all.
Oh, I certainly have plenty to tell. So come on, shock me. What's the latest?
The latest, mother mine, is not out.
Oh, be serious. You said you wanted to come home and live, which is awkward, because our Mark's back already.
I know you've been dropped on, but honest, it's life and death.
Look, will you stop clowning? I've been slaving at the Pop Bank all morning. I've traipsed down here in my dinner break, so let's have some sense.
It's Sybil's mum. She's fell out with a fancy man, packed her false eyelashes, gathered a pet poodle to her inflated bosom and returned to the homestead.
I see. And she wants you out.
Worse than that, she wants me to be a pal. Can you imagine? She thinks Sybil's a drip and me and her are two peaches off same tree.
I think Sybil's lovely. Where is her, by the way? I hope she's not been ill.
I bought her out. She won't have meant for market work for Sybil. She works in a cape shop now, putting dewdrops all over fancies.
You said it were a matter of life and death. So far, I fail to see how.
It's bagash, Lil. She does 50 full strength a day. How she survives, I don't know. Lifetime habit it is. She fell out of a pram picking dimps up.
You're losing me.
Passive smoking. I could be a victim if I don't get away. Fagash Lil, as I call Sybil's mum, never has a coffin nail out of a gob. And I'm breathing it all in. She hangs over me having heart to hearts. Another week and I'll expire.
Get off, it takes years.
Oh, I see. You can wait. Watch it happen to me by inches, rubbing your hands, gloating as I'm slowly gassed.
Look, if you won't come home, say so, and less nonsense. Quite honestly, Wendy, I haven't the time or the patience.
One here for Shandy. Dunna drink it all at once, Nev. It could do you mischief.
OK, so I'm not here for a binge. Does that trouble you?
No offence. Would the Nipper fancy out?
The Nipper, as you call my son and namesake, does not drink.
I bet he'd not see you to a glass full of pop. Fetch him in. There's no need to leave him parked in vestibule, do you?
He'll do. I'm not stopping. I just got a bit parched. Now, I've pushed him from Lowmore to Snow Hill. Now it's back again. Saving the bus fare. I can't be squandering my partner's hard-earned money. But I think I deserve a shandy.
Here. Bottle of orange squash and a straw for your lad. On the house.
I'll pay.
Keep the money in the pocket.
Right. I'm not proud. Many thanks from the deserving poor.
Oh, go easy, Nev. Nobody's getting at thee. You just missed your brother-in-law, young Mark. He's getting in quite a good way of business, that lad. Letting these eyes. Got one full of students, I believe. And now he's moving four students, he tells me, into a second.
Students? That's not going to students.
He's studying, not he, for now. We've since seen him.
I don't believe this. It's promised. He's given his word. Excuse me.
What happened? He's had second thoughts. Happened he's found better payers. Hang on. And shoving this squash.
Oi, where's the fire? Oi, I nearly knocked me down.
I'm sorry, yeah. Oh, I don't know what gets into him. Always been halfway round the twist, but just lately...
Oh, he looked a touch wild-eyed. In Brumway, say he were 2 lanes short of a spaghetti junction.
Oh, you wouldn't, Cuckoo. Just know what he's done to a major mine. Bloke called Cookluff, I employ his apartment now and again.
Not a clue.
He's moved a squatter into ice next door to his. But fancy doing that to your in-laws. Mind, I see in-laws, but he's never married the daughter. Move some bird in, will you, Nippy? Well, I'm not one to cast the first stone, but it makes you wonder.
Fascinating. I'll have a Bushmills while you're bending me ears.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, no. Carry on. I find it all very interesting.
Well, you go up Brindley Bunk, Jubilee Terrace. There's more antics, I'll tell you. They don't tip the Bushmills with pop, does they? Only have a bottle here opened. I'll knock you somewhat off.
Try, Doreen. See you tomorrow. Unless you've run off with the milkman.
Pardon me. Sorry to bother you.
Yes?
This is Jubilee Terrace, isn't it?
That's right.
I thought it might be, but what's puzzling me is it number 7 here, the one that's for sale. You don't happen to know anything about the house?
Well, I live next door.
Only there seems to be an occupant, yet it's been advertised with vacant possession.
Are you from the council?
Oh, heaven forbid. No, no, no. I'm just interested in buying the place. My name's Mr. Stead, by the way. Gavin Stead, and you're...
Mrs. Cokeluff.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mrs. Cokeluff. Does it strike you as curious that it's being sold as vacant and yet there appears to be a tenant?
Oh, it's not a tenant. It's a squatter. She'll be gone by the weekend. As it happens, my son, who's in the property business, has got a place for her. So I'd be obliged if you wouldn't fetch us up with the agents.
Oh, I see. Does the owner know of this circumstance?
Oh, no. She lives in Australia. The gentleman that lived at number 7 was her father. He died recently. She did have an idea of letting. That's why it's been empty these last months.
All becomes clear. Well, thank you very much for your help, Mrs. Cowclough. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Nice chap.
Hey, Ros. I'll have a nice long lime and lemonade. After a day on that market, my tonsils deserve a treat.
Coming up.
Gavin Stead hasn't been asking for me, has he? You must know him, a Brummie, sits in corner there with his mobile phone. gets his suits from a chain store and then has his mum sewing Armani labels on them. Oh, and while I'm on, if a woman who looks like Vera Duckworth gone common comes in after me, I'm not here.
You're talking to yourself, Chuck. It's the first sign.
Gavin, have a stool. I was talking to Roz, my favourite bar person. That's a lie. Actually, I hate her for being so gorgeous.
She's way down the bar. It's happy hour. She's a busy girl.
Snap. You got my message then?
I did. Thrill went right through me. Last time we met, you told me I'd got clammy hands and that people are only called Gavin in women's mags.
It doesn't suit you. I mean, you can't help what you're christened, but when it's a matter of choice.
Well, looks good on the letterheads, probity and all that. I was considering Maxwell. Anyway, if you're finally buying that dirty weekend I suggested, Mr. and Mrs. Gavin Stead will look good in the hotel register.
Sorry, Gav, this is strictly business.
So, what's your terms?
Look, Buster, I haven't got much of this drink left, but you could get the dregs in your gob if you keep on like that.
I can take it. Bushmills and whatever Wendy's drinking down here, Roz.
I'll pay. Now, listen, you're in the renting game, right?
Prestige Lettings, if you don't mind.
You've got a shop on your books, a little lock-up just off Broad Street.
Oh, great situation, fantastic potential.
It's a rat trap down a side street, but I want it. It's coming up Christmas, I've got some good lines. I need a permanent base.
Can you afford? I'm doing no favours. Mind you, if you fancied a couple of days saying Brighton while we talk terms.
It's been empty 6 months, you can't get shut. We'll talk turns in your office tomorrow.
Big step, isn't it, eh? Stall to a shop.
That means overheads, but I'm cutting down on expenses. Moving back home, board and lodgings for next and out.
Smart girl. I wanted a word with you and Mark. Where could I find him, now?
Be down Bickerton Street is his new property, I shouldn't wonder. Ta, Roz. Put it on my slate till Friday.
Right. I'll see you.
Hey, don't rush off. I've bought you a drink.
Sorry, kiddo. I'm moving fast today.
Come back and harass me as only you can. I'm lonely. I'm an hour marker. Plot thickens.
Look, Gavin, it's late. I've had a long day sorting this house out. Okay, you've come up foot down here with a proposition. I won't say I'm not interested, but what puzzles me is how you've got all this information.
Let's say I keep my ear to the ground and my eye on the main chance.
Fair enough. Can't I do a lot for your posture, but still.
Just give me a minute while I spell the deal out.
I'm tired.
7 Jubilee Terraces on the market at 40,000 plus. Without vacant possession, it's only worth half that. If the squatter could be persuaded to stay put for the next month or two.
You'll make an offer and hope to land it for 30.
Exactly. I then offer the squatter one of my bedsits. Or if Shay won't shift, then I own the house. And I'll send the heavy mob in.
Charming. What's in it for me?
500. Plus a couple of C's for the squatter if Shay plays ball. And then another 500 for your good self if all goes as planned. All I ask in return is that you refuse this tenancy.
Break me promise?
Come on, you were considering that anyway.
I'll admit I've been tempted.
Yeah, I'd be a mug if you weren't. A grand, Mark. That's money for jam.
Today's episode was written by Tony Perrin, who also devised the serial. The Colcloughs has been created and produced independently by Mike Hotwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.